Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Opinions. Everybody's got one. You know the rest. The trick is finding one that's actually backed up by expert analysis and accurate information.
The word is trust.
And we've got plenty of it to go around.
Get the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Grid Radio Network.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level three. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust, and everybody else in between. Pete Annapolis will join us, and he better not talk in or out of my intro or extra. I swear to God, it's one of my little things. Like poor McKittis. He just made the mistake. Like, I'm sitting here, we're about to come back, and the music starts playing, and he asked me, so did you watch the Canada game? Yeah, you know I watched the Canada game. I tweeted about it like 22 times. Like, yeah, I watched the Canada game. I'm like, why is this guy talking as we're coming back like from a break here? Love McKinnis, but man, drives me nuts. That's the thing with me. It's like it's the little things in life that piss me off the most. It actually is. It's true. Like kind of big things happen to me, and I'm kind of like, wow, that's life. You know, you kind of got to expect bad things to happen. It's the little things, man. It just drives me crazy. Like I said, I'm going to have to start, like, you know, we used to have, like, a list of things. Do not wear Apple, like, earbuds, all right? Because I'm going to snap. That's a big one. Don't be on a speakerphone. That's another one. And just don't talk during a commercial break. That's another one, too. I've been on the air for 20 years, and there's a reason. You know what I mean? One of those, like, you never know when a mic is live or something. Like, people always talk. I don't know. There's some people in this business, too. They have nothing to say on the air, and then they don't shut up off the air. It's like, dude, why don't you save your take for on the air, all right? I'm like David Letterman. I don't like, and it's true, Matiz, you hear. I rarely talk to guests during commercial breaks, do I? It's very rare that I do. I don't like talking to them before they come on, either. I'm old school like that. David Letterman
wants
didn't
to talk to you,
guests.
Though. You know what? There's only one guest that doesn't want to talk to you in between breaks. And I'll give you one guess who it is, because I pay attention to that stuff, and it's so obvious who the one guest is. He never says anything to you. He literally just shuts up, and you leave, and then that's it. And then you don't come back till after the break, and you start talking again.
Who, Cam?
No. Cam's always having a good time. It's actually Teddy Covers. Unless you ask Teddy something the second day you go to break, that's it. There's no more Teddy Covers until 3 minutes later.
No. Yeah, because Teddy's like me. He's old and beaten down, and he doesn't want to talk. He's saving his voice. That's another thing. So I'm on the air. I don't talk during the break. No, I'm busting McKinnis's balls. I don't even think it got picked up on the air. It's just we came back, the music started playing. It's here in my headset. He starts talking to me. I'm like, hey, I should just roll with things sometimes, but here he is. All right. There he is. Yeah, he said crazy Canada game, eh? Yeah, that's it. Now he's getting chewed out, McKinnis. His picks are good, though. His picks are good. I told you to play the music louder, too. All right? I told you. He said he couldn't. He said he couldn't hear. And he said he couldn't hear. thank you, Andrew McKinnis. Tomorrow night. Now, actually, Cam does talk a lot during the breaks. Cam, like, bitches during the breaks, actually. Right? That's what he does. Can you believe this? I don't need this. It's like, Cam just sort of, he goes on. I got to tell you, though, sometimes I think it would be entertaining if we recorded all the commercial breaks. You would be able to edit some pretty good stuff. You get me melting down quite a bit. It's the late night anger management class. Are we having fun yet? It's the Twisted Tuesday. Pete and Apple is going to step up. And if you like NBA basketball, we're going to talk some NBA basketball. There's a lot of stuff to get to. Steph Curry went off tonight. DeMar DeRozan says he nearly signed with the Lakers, but it fell through at the final moment. Evan Mobley is going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks, unfortunately. It's kind of like the NBA Rookie of the Year. Picture is still, it's still early right now, but Scottie Barnes is now the favorite to be the Rookie of the Year in the association. We're going to talk some NFL football before we're done. We'll get you caught up to date with the numbers. College football playoff rankings came out tonight. Not really much to break down. Kind of all remain the same. Everything's going to play itself out. There's some interesting point spreads on the board this week. As far as college is concerned, Michigan State is the one. Michigan State, there's another one here too. San Diego State and UNLV. San Diego State, the Aztecs, they're laying 10.5 points against UNLV. How are UNLV going to hang around with the San Diego State Aztecs? I don't really get that. I don't really get this point spread. UNLV have a hard time with physical football teams that run the ball. So that's an interesting point spread to me right there at 10.5. Ohio State are laying 19.5 to Michigan State. The number keeps on going up. And it's because, listen, Ohio State blasted Purdue last week. And I know this sounds kind of twisted and stuff, but because Purdue beat Michigan State, but Michigan State are better than Purdue. You know what I mean? Now I'm getting all crazy with this college football stuff, but they just are, right? It was a bad matchup for Purdue. Purdue just didn't match up well. I think Michigan State getting to 19.5, I think it's too many points. Ohio State have blown out Michigan State over the last couple of years, but I think it's too many points. I think Arkansas getting a ton of points, a very live team this week. SMU's getting 11.5 against Cincinnati. Basically, we're going to be walking the dogs this weekend. Collegiately, we're going to be walking the dogs in the National Football League. So listen, it's Tuesday night right now. We have less than 48 hours. Somebody talk me off the ledge here. Somebody tell me, don't do it and do not bet on the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday night. Don't do it. No! Maggio, no!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert...
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's hit the hardwood. Pete Annapolis steps up and then former assistant coach with the UMass Minutemen, RDS television basketball analyst. And there's a lot of stuff to hit with Mr. Pete Annapolis. Pete, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Gabe. Doing great.
All right. So, I don't know what the translation in Greek for holy crap is, but holy crap is, I'm sure, what a lot of people are saying right now. So Giannis does an interview with GQ magazine. And one thing I've always loved about Giannis, actually, Pete, is his honesty, right? Is his honesty about, like, remember what we kidded about? And they said, do you hear people, like, counting down? He goes, of course I do. I'm in an arena with 20,000 people. How do I not hear them? Right? So, right, when he said, like, oh, we're down 2-0, how do you feel? Not good. I've always liked his honesty with everything. But sometimes being too honest can be a detriment. So Giannis does an interview with GQ magazine, and he says, one challenge was to bring a championship here, and we did. Speaking of Milwaukee, it was very hard, but we did. Very, very hard. I just love challenges.
What's the next challenge? The next challenge might not be here. Me and my family chose to stay in this city that we all love and has taken care of us for now. In 2 years, that might change. I'm being totally honest with you. I'm always honest. I love this city. I love this community. I want to help as much as possible. Wow. Pete Yiannopoulos, who you can tell everybody, Pete's not Irish. Pete, what's going on with your Greek fellow countrymen here?
Well, the one thing is there's no question that Giannis has always been transparent ever since he came from Greece and was this little boy that lived the dream of all dreams of making the NBA. He decided to sign long-term with that Supermax deal last year, kind of shocked people because of the club and the talent that was surrounding Giannis for all these years. But he got it done in one of the most heroic performances we've ever seen in sports history. With all due respect to Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton and Lopez, I mean, like, this is not your typical, you know, championship NBA team. Giannis was just incredible, and he laid it all on the line. The guy, like, busted his leg. We thought he'd have an ACL, be out for a year, and he comes back 2 games later, and it was just phenomenal. So he was very, very honest when he said, hey, I didn't join no super team. I did this the hard way. And when he did it the hard way, he was taking shots at Durant and James Harden. There's no question that Giannis is a competitor. But Giannis is honest as well. And he's like, hey, you know what? I'm here for now. It's all about challenges. And we'll see what happens down the road. He's still signed for 4 years. But this is another way of Giannis and his agent that I know very well, Alex Aratis, that, hey, you know, you're putting a little bit of pressure now on the organization to say, you know what? You'd still need to keep improving the roster.
Don't get complacent, right? Exactly. Because we won a championship. Don't think that I'm just, you know, going to ride this out for the next few years, right?
Exactly, exactly. So that's, yeah, this is doing a little bit of that. And, you know, he said it 2 years ago that he had two goals in life as a professional athlete. One was to win an NBA championship in Milwaukee. That was check. And the other one was to win a medal for Greece at the Olympics, which he hasn't done yet. And I think he wants to do that. How long could he keep playing in the offseason and representing his country? That's another story. But I think that Giannis is a guy that, hey, he won't really try and go around you. He'll tell you what he thinks. He's the ultimate throwback. And again, I'll say this again, Gabe. He scores 50 points in game 6 of the NBA Finals to win an NBA championship, and he dominated both sides of the court. And everybody is like, well, in the media, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. Steph Curry scores 50 points in game 10 of the regular season, and everybody thinks it's the greatest accomplishment that we've ever seen in professional sports history. So you know what I'm saying? Giannis is still not getting the respect I believe that he deserves.
And I can't disagree with you. You know, he's it's amazing what he did, you know, basically single-handedly. I know there were other players that stepped up, but just that sheer dominant force that he brought. And one thing, too, as you stated, there's years ahead. I know people, and it's probably going to create a big stir in Milwaukee right now, but, you know, it'll go away. And isn't that better, guys, that athletes actually speak honestly than the tagline, oh, no, and no, I love this and I love that. And then, boom, they put a knife in your back after, right? Like, Giannis is a normal, you know what I mean? He's a normal dude. And, you know, he's speaking openly here. And it's a great point that you raised as far as putting pressure and at least letting the Bucks know. You know, we saw that with LeBron in Cleveland, right? In which, you know, the ownership, well, I did my job. Because let's be real, most owners don't really care about winning. They're already making money anyways. So, and it actually costs them money when they win because then they got to pay everybody. And they'll lose money. Like the Cavaliers actually lost money when they won the championship, but their value or their franchise went way up. But I actually, you know, I think that Giannis loves Milwaukee. I think, as you stated, this was more putting pressure on the Bucks more than anything to tell them, don't get complacent over the next couple of years because I will leave.
There's no question about it. And, you know, looking at, you know, Kevin Durant and, you know, what an outstanding player. And we know Kevin, you know, is one of the greats to ever play the game. You know, he won 2 championships. He was the MVP, but he won 2 championships and he joined a 73-9 team. Probably one of the greatest teams ever, arguably probably the best team, but they didn't win a championship. Like, dude, you go there and you win 2 championships. That's, you know, it's quite an accomplishment. Look what Giannis did in the small market of small markets. You know, with all my respect to Milwaukee and the great people there, what Giannis did was incredible. And the way he performed, in the playoffs, in the finals. Like, he went toe-to-toe with Durant in Game 7 on the road, and he put up 40, and they won. You know, what he did defensively against DeAndre Ayton and against Devin Booker and Chris Paul, they were down 2-0 when he came back. They won four straight. This is a guy that did it both ways. I would love to see, you know, Giannis continue and win another championship. I still think that if they're healthy going into the playoffs and have some sort of, you know, chemistry and symmetry, I think they're the favorites. I don't think anybody can really beat this team 4-7. But again, we got a lot of basketball to be played here. But again, Giannis will always be honest. He'll say some words in Greek that we might repeat maybe at a later show, late night, maybe early morning, Gabe Morenci. But listen, maybe at a Sports Rage. But again, Giannis is just incredible. What he does for his community and the way he plays is what everybody should want to emulate in professional and amateur sports.
Well, unfortunately, we're not going to get to see LeBron James versus Giannis on Wednesday night, but it sounds like LeBron could be back on Friday night for the Lakers, and it can't come soon enough. In which, you know, quite frankly, and I said this last night, it's one thing to lose games, Pete, but it's hard to be down by 25. It's hard to be down by 30. It's hard to get outscored 19-3. Unless, quite frankly, you're not effing trying, Pete. You know what I'm saying? I don't care, like, if LeBron's there or not. Like, when you're getting smoked like that, it's just, quite frankly, a lack of effort, in my opinion.
Listen, when we look at what the Lakers, the way they were constructed, you know, the bubble really, I think, helped the Lakers in terms of the way
that... It was ideal. The shortened season, the rest going into the playoffs, it really just was ideal for them.
Exactly. And you know what? It's still a championship. We won't take it away. But it's not the same thing when you have to play real playoff games with 20,000 screaming fans. And we saw that last year. And we saw the way Milwaukee had to go to Brooklyn and win Game 7. How difficult was it for Milwaukee to go into Phoenix in Game 5 and steal that game? It's just a different mindset. And now you look at the team and Rob Pelinka decides that, hey, you know, it's Hollywood, it's LA, you know, LeBron wants certain type of players. We're going to go get them. He brings in Westbrook. He brings in Rondo back, Dwight Howard. These are older players, you know, Carmelo.
And they look old, right? Like they just, that's why they're getting smoked. Like it's just, it's exactly a poorly constructed roster. It just is. I mean, Horton Tucker had a nice night the other night and they talk about, well, he's going to be a big part of things. LeBron's always wanted to play with vets, and that's only been my beef with LeBron over the years. That LeBron, when he wins, he gets all the credit, and if he's on a team and they lose, then it's like, well, everybody else sucks besides LeBron. But LeBron's actually the de facto GM of the team that he's on all the time, and then digs these teams into these holes with the decisions that they make. More with Pete Annapolis on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're talking basketball with Pete Annapolis, RDS television basketball analyst, former assistant coach with the UMass Minutemen. And Pete, we're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers and their roster and how they do look old. Well, a player that's absolutely killing it and a team that has really gelled so far this year, the Chicago Bulls. And I find it interesting to see that DeMar DeRozan says that, quote, I felt like going to the Lakers was a done deal. In the offseason. I felt like going to the Lakers was a done deal and we're just going to figure it out. I was going to come home. DeRozan tells Yahoo Sports. The business side of things just didn't work out. A couple of things didn't align. It didn't work out. It's just part of the business, part of the game. My next option definitely was Chicago. Looking back at it, it worked out well, says DeMar DeRozan. But if you looked, DeMar would have been a perfect fit for a Los Angeles Laker team. And man, has DeMar ever developed? Hasn't he peed into a complete player from just sort of that mid-range jump shooter that he started out with the Raptors?
No, that's a great point. I was going to mention that, you know, DeMar DeRozan was a young boy, right, coming out of the Trojans and USC and going to Toronto in a foreign country, and he was cultivated, developed, and became a really good player. He became one of the best scorers of, you know, of that generation. Unfortunately for DeMar, he had to go up against LeBron James while he was with the Miami Heat and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it was kind of difficult to get over that hump in the playoffs. You know, he gets traded for Kawhi Leonard. And what happens, you know, Toronto wins the championship. Kawhi's the MVP. Poor DeMar is playing in a, you know, a revamped, you know, team that's in flux with the San Antonio Spurs. They're not good enough to win a championship. They're not bad enough to hit the top three lottery. And they're overpaying DeMar to be there. So now what's next? You know, people thought,
one thing, Pete, let me just jump in there. And you're right. But one thing, and was it Popovich? Because even Popovich said, I remember, they said, wow, like, we didn't know he could actually pass the ball like this. And we didn't even think he could do that. And we weren't expecting this. We weren't expecting that. Because let's be real. And people tuning in to Los Angeles right now, in the Mightier 1090, San Diego, Los Angeles, we all remember DeMar's game. And it was a mid-range, you know, jumper. And in his early days in the NBA, Pete, it was like, dude, take it to the rack more. You're not taking it to the free throw line enough, right? You just settle for the jump shot too much. It was, well, he doesn't shoot the three ball at all. It was, well, he's not a great defensive player, and he doesn't really do anything besides score. Now you look at this guy, and it's a complete opposite, right? He's a 22, 8, and 5 type of guy at night. He's a complete basketball player. It was playing in San Antonio in hindsight. I know it sucked he didn't win the championship with the Raptors, but making him a better basketball player, it clearly did, didn't it, Pete? And is that Popovich and the coaching staff there, or was that just DeMar?
No, there's no question. It is DeMar elevating his game and being humble enough to really adjust and to abide by the Greg Popovich system with the San Antonio Spurs. The ball moves in San Antonio. There's not a lot of isolation. You know, when he was in Toronto, and God bless him, I love Dwayne Casey, but man, it was one-on-one DeMar DeRozan, one-on-one Kyle Lowry. And one of the reasons why they didn't really win a lot of playoff games. But DeMar has...
And poor DeMar, too, Pete. Remember there was the famous story that Masai actually stormed into Dwayne Casey's office, like after a playoff game, and could be visibly heard, stop effing running ISO ball through DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar heard it, right?
Oh yeah. Well, again, we've watched so many of those playoff games, but DeMar has always been one of the great mid-range players in this game. He can get to the free throw line. He's doing it a lot more, 85 to 90% from the free throw line, but the improvement has been the three-point shot. And it's not only, you know, taking it one-on-one, it's taking it within the system. And I think a lot of credit has to go to Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan is an underrated coach. We know what he did with the Florida Gators, but he's learned through the hard way coaching Westbrook and Durant and now really putting his imprint on this team. But I think you got this duo now that are playing off each other. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan are two, you know, gifted offensive players, but in terms of street cred, they'll never be considered like, you know, superstar players, right? They could score, but they can't really defend. They can't lead their teams to win. And I think they're consolidating, they're leveraging that together and saying, hey, let's do something that's really never been done before. We're going to be two guys, two West Coast guys. They're going to try and win in Chicago. I mean, I'm not quite sure they're ready to win an NBA championship, but what they're doing right now is they're putting up monster numbers, and DeMar DeRozan's leadership is helping this young nucleus. It's really revitalized Lonzo Ball. You know, the Bulls are playing good basketball, and you have to give credit to DeMar because he's putting up 27 a game right now, and he could be putting up 30 if he wanted to.
Hey, listen, Kevin Durant is, you know, you talked about him earlier. Kevin Durant should be a critic after when he retires from basketball because he hates everything, right? and even KD, very complimentary about the Bulls. He said, basically, they're a very difficult team to deal with because of their athleticism, and he talked about how smart DeMar is, and it's crazy because the Bulls are looking up to DeMar as some sort of leader, which is just, you know what I mean, like a basketball leader. You know, it's a fun team. I didn't think they would gel this quickly. Now, a team, you and I talked about these guys, and they've been playing good basketball to start the season, and we love their size, and they were causing matchup problems for everybody, and that was the Cleveland Cavaliers, but man, the basketball gods have beaten them down with injuries, and now Evan Mobley is the latest one. And it's too bad, too, because Evan was really, really playing great basketball, wasn't he, Pete? And people talked about him. Well, we don't know how he fits into the NBA, and is he a tweener and this and that? But, man, Mobley was balling. Hopefully he's out closer to 2 weeks than 4 weeks with a sprained elbow.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see him come back sooner rather than later. But when we're analyzing, you know, young NBA players, and I mentioned him earlier, right? Lonzo Ball, he was a number two pick overall in the draft. And people seemed after 1 year to judge him like, you know, this is the final product. It's not. He was selected second overall, for a reason. Now, right, Magic Johnson really wanted him to play in
the he selected overall because he was from L.A. That was the reason.
We know that. But Alonzo's a top five talent. I think we could agree with that in terms of that draft class. And now we're seeing him in year four. He's, you know, year five, he's starting to mature, starting to find his game. His dad's stepping away, but their maturity's there. Evan Mobley, you know, Scotty Barnes, these are young guys. They're only going to become the players that they can be capable of in 7 to 8 years. But Mobley, what he's shown us in this short, you know, beginning of this NBA season is incredible. There's not a lot of people that saw him play for USC. You know, you're watching them, we're watching them, people on the West Coast. But here's a guy, this is not a center who could maybe take a three once in a while. This is a seven-footer that could dribble the basketball, get to his spots, hit the jump shot, hit the mid-range, hit the three-point shot, distribute, facilitate, finish at the rim, shoot a high percentage from the free throw line, and he's an impact defender that blocks shots and alters shots. I mean, if I'm Cleveland, I think I won multiple lotteries getting Evan Mobley, and this is what all the respect I have for Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green and Scotty Barnes. Mobley could be that difference maker for a long, long time. They have to cultivate him and make him really enjoy Cleveland. They got to surround him with some good players long-term if he wants to stay in that small market, but man, if you just look and the scouts and the management team, the Cavaliers, I mean, their mouths were open seeing this guy work out privately, and they were praying that he'd be there number three. He was. I think he's going to have an unbelievable career.
Listen, there was a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk about the draft coming into this year about, wow, there's some good guys, but there's not, you just don't have those impact players. And I know we're super early right now, Pete, but I'm very impressed with all these rookies. You know, you see Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes just has that it factor. Already looks like an NBA player, and he's going to get better and develop, obviously. Mobley was averaging 14-8, you know, just walking in here, which was super impressive. But Cade Cunningham just looks the part, doesn't he? Like, when you watch Cade, he's so smooth. So smooth. Like, Cade Cunningham, for people, like you said, people aren't going to see him a lot. He's playing on the Detroit Pistons. But Cade Cunningham, 13.4 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 3.6 assists a basketball game, and just very smooth and fluid when he's out there.
Well, the one thing about Cade, and again, he missed the beginning of the season, and everybody was like, wow, why did they draft that guy number one? You should have drafted Mobley and Scotty Barnes. You know, just slow down. Cade Cunningham was absolutely outstanding as a college player. You look at the way he was able to fit in and buy into a system at Oklahoma State and be a good teammate, distribute the basketball, not look to take 30, 40 shots. You know, you look at Ben Simmons' career at LSU, not only that he didn't put up the same type of numbers, and that they didn't even win. You know, Cade Cunningham at Oklahoma State as an NCAA team. Now, you look, I mentioned Coach Casey, Dwayne Casey before. Yes, he might not be the most innovated and gifted offensive coach in the NBA history. But I'll tell you one thing about Dwayne Casey, and I got to know him a lot while he was in Toronto. He will push Cade Cunningham to be a true professional on the court, to play both ways, and he's going to teach him how to be a true professional off the court. So Casey, I'm not quite sure how long he'll last in Detroit. The general manager, Troy Weaver, and they're not doing him too many favors there. But I think, you know, the master plan is lose a little bit more and get a couple of guys to play with Cade. But I'll tell you what, Coach Casey will get Cunningham to play the right way. You could just see it. He's not there just chucking up shots. He wants to make the right play at every possession, and he gives it to you on the defensive end. Gabe, in 10, 15 years, we're going to be like, wow, this could be one of the great NBA rookie classes that we've seen. Again, high expectations. Yes, I'm saying it. You're saying it. But the talent's there, and we're seeing it. I'm so excited to see what Cade Cunningham could do long term, because when the ball's in his hands, that maturity level, Gabe, being that young, you don't see it quite often for a rookie coming into the NBA.
Pete, we got about a minute left here, but Duke, Coach K, his last season, it's supposed to be, you know what, a farewell, rocking chairs and gifts and plaques on the way out, not his grandkid getting busted for drunk driving, and then not the number one prospect and number one pick in the NBA draft being in the car as well. Very un-Duke-like story, isn't it?
Times have changed, Gabe. Times have changed. I mean, you know, you can't hide anymore. You have to make, you know, smart decisions every time you step out of your house, whatever you are, whether you're a professional college coach, whether you're a wide receiver that plays in Vegas,
whether you're just a Joe Sixpack with cameras running everywhere and everything. We're all, no, it's true, right? Like, every one of our decisions we make in life have an impact on our lives.
Exactly. So, listen, I think Coach K, man, I remember watching him in the early 1990s going against UNLV. And on the Monday night, they lost by 30. You know, and then the year after, they had the greatest probably win in college basketball when they beat Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogden in the semifinals when they were undefeated. And Coach K in 2021, still here. It's unbelievable. He's, you know, one of the greatest of all time. There's no question. But hopefully things, you know, calm down at Duke and they give Coach K the right send-off this year. They have a top team.
It'd be oh, they great. Look good.
It'd be great if they can get to a Final Four and probably play North Carolina or Kansas because it always seems to be that way. But Coach K is just an ultimate gentleman. The one thing about Coach K, he's tough on officials, he's tough on his players, but he always gives respect to the opponents and their coaches once they finish a game. Coach K is nothing but greatness that we've been fortunate and blessed to have seen for so many decades.
Pete Yiannopoulos, always a pleasure, Pete. Thanks for the time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Fun can hit further than your ball.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Sirius XM Channel 159, a Mightier 1090. We're kicking it. Sports Byline, Sports Map Radio, the Armed Forces Radio Networks. Thanks to Pete Yiannopoulos. Thanks to Andrew McKinnis for kicking with us. Steve Merrill, we had a full house here this evening. So I said a couple of minutes ago about the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots that there's no logical reason to like the Atlanta Falcons in this game. There really isn't. They're besieged with injuries. They suck. They're terrible. The Patriots are red hot right now, right? And is there any logic? But no, there isn't. But there isn't a lot of logic in the NFL this year. The Patriots right now are laying 7 points. Let's do a quick line check and update here. It's 7 points, 47.5. Now, we break down these numbers on Sunday night, and we do it for a reason, right? We tell you, all right, this is which way we think the number is going to go. And there have been a couple of line moves, but there's been a couple of just sort of standing still here. So where we're at right now with this stuff is the Thursday night game, New England and Atlanta. The total's 47.5 points. Patriots are laying 7. Detroit Lions are getting 10 right now in Cleveland. The total is 44.5. San Francisco lays 6.5 to Jacksonville. Total is currently 45.5. The Bills minus 7.5, hosting the Colts. I'm a Bills fan, and you know this is. I wouldn't be in a hurry to be laying 7.5 points with the Bills. I think there will be points put up on the board in this game. I like the over 50. I'm not in a hurry to be laying 7.5 with Buffalo. The Miami Dolphins are laying 3 against the New York Jets, and This number has not moved. Tua will be the starting quarterback for Miami. And listen, Tua's not great, but there is a difference when he is in the lineup and when he is on the field. You see right away, I don't know, like Waddle suddenly becomes like much more in play. You just see like the big play capability is there more so. Everybody likes the backup quarterback until he's a starter. Jacoby Brissett is just not a starting quarterback, right? And Tua, we don't know about Tua, but I'll tell you what, the Miami Dolphins are going to know a lot more about Tua unless he lights up this New York Jet football team, right? The Jets have been getting carved, man, all right? The Jets have been getting lit up, and I know that sometimes when teams hit rock bottom, that's the time to play on them, but I don't believe that's the case with the New York Jets. I just don't see it as the case. with the Jets. The total is 45. The Washington football team going to Carolina. And this one is interesting to me due to Cam Newton starting. I don't like Washington, right? I had a bad feeling about Washington coming into the year. If you were, listen, Washington, everybody got all high on Washington after the playoff game last year against Tampa Bay. If you recall, check the tape. I told people, I said, watch. I said, their defense isn't as good as people think it is. They had a nice game. They have some nice players. Now Chase Young is out. I don't know. Heinicke seems to play better against Tampa Bay than he does against anybody else. Like I'm saying, there's not a lot to like about Washington. All right? But there's something about Carolina now. When you have Cam Newton starting, which I think is a mistake if you're Carolina. I think P.J. Walker is a good quarterback, all right? And I think if you have Cam Newton here right now, whatever, Cam Newton's going to get in and he's going to play. You can start, like, easing him in here a little bit. I think winning a football game and having P.J. Walker play as well as he did and just saying, all right, well, it doesn't matter. No, we're going to make Cam Newton the starter this week. It could backfire. Now, they might win the football game, but I don't want to be laying 3.5 points with them. Now, they do have McCaffrey back. That's the deal here. The Panthers are suddenly the trendy team. But my point is, I told you the number would go up in this game, and it has. Baltimore are -6 right now at Chicago. New Orleans Saints in Philadelphia. This is another really sort of tricky key football game. You heard McKenna say he likes the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody's going to like the Eagles in this spot. Suddenly, oh, the Eagles this, the Eagles that, you know. They're a hard team to trust, man. They haven't won a game at home. And now they basically need to win the game. They have to win the game, like to win your bet. The Eagles have been one of the most strangely lined teams of the year, in which they're not any good. And I tell you guys this every week. I'm like, every week the point spread is the same in Eagle games. 1.5. 1.5. Every Eagle game. Like, it's like no matter where they are and who they're playing, it's like bizarro world, right? Because they're not very good. Houston getting 10.5. We spoke about this with Merrill earlier. This game is like the big trap, man. Tennessee have been cashing tickets. Tennessee have been rolling. Now you get the woeful Houston Texans. I'll be on the Houston Texans. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm playing the theory. I'm playing the past history of this. And I've been riding the Titans. But I think the Texans are a play here. Green Bay Packers and the Vikings. Man, we got a great weekend of football. Like, these games really did. It's crazy, man. Thanksgiving is next week, right? These games really do start to count now. They matter. The Green Bay Packers are one of the longest runs, covering runs in NFL history, actually. There's only been two teams that have covered as many games in a row as Green Bay has since the Super Bowl era has begun. They're only laying 2.5 at Minnesota. That's a cool game. Cincinnati and the Raiders. Big time sort of, you know, loser season is basically done. Man, that's a tricky one too. Arizona, Seattle, Dallas, Kansas City. Great weekend of football. Fortunately, I don't have to make any final picks right now because these are some tough games. But I'll tell you what, for me personally, I do best with the NFL and I do best with all betting when I immediately look and it jumps off the screen at me. Not when I'm like, oh boy, that's a tough game. And oh, that's going to be, you know, we'll dig in a little bit deeper. Like Dallas and Kansas City. I like Kansas City again. We took Kansas City against the Raiders. And I think that the price, these people still haven't bought in. Dallas are good, but I trust Kansas City more than I trust the Dallas Cowboys in this spot, laying just 2.5 right now. Money line, once again, -142. I think, listen, we saw Mahomes come alive against the Raiders. And, you know, it doesn't mean that every week they're going to kill it and they're going to come alive right now. But the Dallas Cowboy defense is not very good. Don't be fooled by Trayvon Diggs' interceptions. He gets burnt all the time. Like, that's why he has picks, because he comes up with a couple of big plays, but he gets lit up often, all right? And, you know, so I think Kansas City are the play here. And you got the Chargers laying 5.5. We don't know. I don't know what the deal with Ben Roethlisberger is. But super cool weekend of football. And I think the way to approach this is, and McKinnis brought it up, but it was a good point by McKinnis as far as futures are concerned, we really don't have to wait all that long right now. right? We're already into week 11. Like I said, man, it's Thanksgiving. Next thing you know, boom, it's December. Next thing you know, hey, the season's over. So to recap where we're at right now, and I need to get back on track and start like investing in the future portfolio a little bit more instead of betting on like Florida Gulf Coast basketball games. The Baltimore Ravens are minus 130 to win the AFC North. This number has not moved this week. It's minus 130 right now. I like this pick a lot. All right, we like this pick a lot. We're going to load up on this before the weekend's games, before the numbers move again. Baltimore Ravens to win the AFC North, minus 130. It's a process of elimination here, and they play the Bears this weekend. They're going to beat the Bears, okay? And that's the thing, so it's just pad another win. Cincinnati are just not ready for prime time yet. The Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns, and they're just not consistent enough. Baker Mayfield's not consistent enough. They have a ton of injuries. Right, Cleveland might be a playoff team, but they're not going to win a division. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have a million injuries, all right? And the Steelers, every game is a battle for them to begin with. I'm actually surprised the number's not higher. I like this future a lot. We only have to wait, what, 2 months? Baltimore Ravens, minus 130. Kansas City Chiefs are plus 100 right now. And it's also a process of elimination here. The Denver Broncos are not winning the division, okay? It's not happening. All right, so let's just be real. We don't have to waste time talking about that. The Las Vegas Raiders, I think the wheels are about to fall off for the Raiders. And this is like, this is a showdown elimination match, man, between the Bengals and the Raiders. A big-time game here. My gut is leaning with the Bengals right now, but even if the Raiders win, whatever, I still don't think they're winning the division. And I don't trust the Chargers. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to get better as the year goes on. I think they're like Mahomes had a little blip, then their offense had a little blip. I think they've gotten back to basics. If you notice what Kansas City did against the Raiders, it was nothing fancy. It was like, all right, let's just get the ball into Tyreek Hill's hands and let's hit Kelce over the middle of the field quick. Right? I think, you know what I mean? They remembered, all right, let's just do what we do well instead of, you know, instead of getting carried away. And it's working for them. I like this a lot. Kansas City Chiefs plus 100 to win the AFC West. MVP and the season awards. Josh Allen right now is plus 200. I think that's stupid. Tom Brady is plus 320. They're not going to vote for him. I think Dak Prescott, even if Dak Prescott loses to Kansas City, and he puts up big numbers this week, it won't be held against them in the big body of work. Because the Cowboys are going to end up with a bunch of wins. We had Howard Balzer on last night, and I thought it was interesting. And we can almost sort of, you can sort of eliminate teams here in a way. So as Howard stated, over the last 21 years, the average wins of the player on the team that wins the MVP is 13. 13 wins. So, you know, right away, it's like, all right, you got to win a lot of games. And I think the Cowboys will win a lot of games, playing in that division that they play in. So I think Dak Prescott is the best bet right now for the MVP at 7-1. Now, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, how is it not Mac Jones? How is it not Mac Jones? Jamar Chase has put up some nice numbers, but he's a wide receiver. And I bet you as the season goes, his numbers, he's not going to score a touchdown a game type of deal for the rest of the year. His numbers will subside. The New England Patriots are going to make the playoffs, right? Like at this rate, the Patriots like could win the division. I hate to say it as a Bills fan, but the Patriots aren't going away. Mac Jones is only getting better. The media love Mac Jones as well. And the media are the ones that vote for this stuff. I think Mac Jones is the play at plus 130. And after they win again on Thursday against the Atlanta Falcons, it won't be plus 130 anymore. I think that's a good play. I like it, and I'm going to play it. Mac Jones. Who would have thought? Here we are. We're going to be playing Mac Jones to win Rookie of the Year. One thing I will say, though, and you can check my Twitter timeline, the night of the draft, I said, well, that's how it works out. I said the Patriots got Mac Jones 15th and don't have to pay him that massive contract that the Jets have to pay Zach Wilson. And I said, Mac Jones is better.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Better than Zach Wilson. So at least I'm on the record, right? I'm on the record as stating that the New York Jets screwed up in taking Zach Wilson. Although I didn't think that Mac Jones should have went that high. You know what I mean? Compared to the other players like Justin Fields and stuff, but maybe that was a mistake. But I got to tell you, Mac Jones at plus 130, rookie of the year, click it now. The Late Night Anchor Management Class continues now. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Crazy. Just talking about the NFL Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Ja'Marr Chase right now is plus 100. Mac Jones is plus 130. Najee Harris is 12 to 1. Justin Fields, 50 to 1. Kyle Pitts, 50 to 1. Devontae Smith, 50 to 1. Trey Lance, 50 to 1. Trey Lance, 50 to 1. How can, like, I'll take that bet. Anyone want to bet that Trey Lance? How the hell is Trevor Lawrence is 100 to 1. This is what strikes me right now. So it's amazing because Trevor Lawrence is the big favorite coming into the year, right? 100 to 1 right now. But how the hell is Trey Lance 50 to 1 to win Rookie of the Year? And Trevor Lawrence is 100 to 1. Trey Lance doesn't even play. He doesn't even play. How Zach Wilson should be Rookie of the Year over Trey Lance? Zach Wilson's actually helped he's helped teams in the NFL. The other team, but at least he's helped somebody. So, yeah, Mac Jones, guys. Listen, man, I'm not in love with Mac Jones. He's a decent quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback that landed in the perfect situation, and that's why it's working out in the way that it has for him. But it doesn't matter what I think. When you bet this stuff, you're betting what the media thinks. All right, so you have to think, all right, how's the media thinks? And the media loves Mac Jones. Oh, Mac Jones, the best one out of all the rookie quarterbacks, Mac Jones. Yeah, they don't talk about, well, whatever. If you're Justin Fields, well, who's in a better situation, right? Mac Jones has Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels working with him. If you're Justin Fields, you got Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor. You know, it's like, wow, you know, not all people are born equal in this world. And it's sort of the same way when you're drafted in the NFL. But Mac Jones plus 130, cash it. And the Patriots will make the playoffs. And there's no way in hell he won't win the Rookie of the Year when they make the playoffs. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Now you can get the winning edge wherever you want with the Sports Grid mobile app. Even a PTA meeting. Your wife may or may not approve. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.